This week in the Civil War, when Simon Buckner's Army of Eastern Tennessee was ordered to join Braxton Bragg's forces at Chattanooga, Tennessee, Buckner left only token forces to defend the Cumberland Gap through the mountains and a brigade to defend the city of Knoxville on Wednesday, September 2, 1863. A cavalry unit under the command of Union General Ambrose Burnside exploited the Confederates' weaknesses and entered Knoxville largely unopposed. The next day, Burnside and his main force entered the city, warmly welcomed by the city's Unionist population. The fall of Knoxville cut a direct rail route from Chattanooga and Virginia, forcing Confederates to use a roundabout route from Virginia down to the Atlantic coast, then to Atlanta, and finally northward to Chattanooga. Burnside's strategic move greatly aided William Rosecrans' efforts against Chattanooga and Bragg's army. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.